I mean, at the end of the day, that's all the guy did on the show was cry. I mean, I would probably lose a lot of weight if I cried the entire time, too. Welcome to episode 11 Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to talk about episodes 6 through 9 of Temptation Island season 2 on Netflix. I have to prefix by saying on Netflix because there's about, I think, 12 seasons of the shit around there somewhere. But as always, joined by my podcast partner, Ashley. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I was talking with a few of the people from our Discord this weekend, and one of them reminded me that there used to be more episodes. There used to be like 20 episodes.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day. Yeah, I don't want that many episodes. That reminds me of the days of like when you're watching, remember like Married at First Sight before it transitioned over to Peacock? I don't need that many episodes.
I don't remember. Was it once a week still?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Like it was, yeah, back in the day, it used to be one a week. They used to not, like even when it was on the USA Network, when it moved to the USA Network, Temptation Island was on for like 1 week, maybe it's like 15 or so. It still wasn't that many, but it was like still a lot. But it's just like, I don't know if I could have listened to half these people, and they're like, I don't understand why any of them together. Like, I'm gonna be straight honest with you guys. Like, I don't even understand why these people are together, let alone.
You know, it's so funny. I feel like they need to, for the next season, because obviously it's gonna be brought back for another season. They need to get people that are in longer relationships. Yes. This one, 2 year, that's still like honeymoon phase. Like, I'm not even taking it serious.
How can I take it serious? Like, what do you mean I'm supposed to take somebody serious that has been together for 2 years and now they're fighting for their lives in a relationship? What do we fight for our lives for?
Also, someone who I'm not going to name said that even though Jack and what's his girl's name?
Carter, right?
No, Jack and his actual girl.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Cheyenne.
They feel like that she's just been a side chick for 5 years. Like, there's no way that her and Jack were serious.
No, not at all. Like, it's crazy to me to even unpack the relationship. And as you watch the show, like, you see Jack and Jack was just willy-nilly with
Jack
everybody.
Jack does not care.
No, nah, he's out here in Jack's for the streets.
He's for, you know, the streets.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I like Jack. So, Jack, come on our podcast. I haven't reached out to him on Instagram yet. I need to make that happen. So, yeah, I mean, we moved into Bonfire 3 with a lot of things happened. Jack slept with Jacina. Cheyenne and Preston got freaky a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot of bit. And then Jack talked to Carter about getting freaky with Jacina, and she was just like, oh, it's okay, you're just trying to find yourself. I'm like, shut up, like, whatever.
She don't care.
Sydney and Xavier finally made out, and then of course we were forced to watch Mikey cry again during the third bonfire. Bonfire 3 had the big twist. You could watch the one clip, and then of course you can watch a second if you wanted to. So there was that.
I don't know. Mikey, I feel bad, but I don't feel bad.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's crying. All. Yeah, but I kind of feel like Sydney brought him on the show to get her get back.
I don't hate that comment in a way. But I'll say this.
But like, you
sometimes
know,
when you get out of that environment, like, you're stuck in that bubble. You're stuck in the Mikey bubble. Mm-hmm. And then you start to see that this man's facade isn't what you think it is. Leading to like, oh, there's actually other people in the world that actually might give you what you want.
Yeah, because I feel like Mikey is like the hot thing where they live. Yeah. Yeah.
That Mikey? Oh, and sorry. I forgot you told me he lost 50 pounds. I'm sorry.
He did. 60.
60. Sorry. I want a short credit. I mean, that's a lot of weight to lose.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I just feel like now that she has somebody that's treating her right, she's like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
And it's always happens. Like, once you stop caring, the man wants to start caring. And I mean,
that's facts.
It's not working.
I mean, that's bars right there. You know what I mean? You didn't realize what you lost until it was gone, you know?
There you go.
You know? The clips things, Kylie and Summit, I just don't care about these two. Like, I don't, sorry. You know,
Summit, you know what? Summit thinks he's like trying to be a player, but it's just not him.
No.
You know?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't know. Obviously Mikey is not happy that he saw Xavier and Sydney kissing. You know, he said, my life is going to be different. Well, no shit, Sherlock. And then the second, he's like, let me see the second clip. And it was like hurt, you know, him licking on that neck. And I was like, oh shit. He's like, oh, that's sexual. That's sexual. Sorry, Claire. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you either.
I mean, these were messy. Like, the Jack and Cheyenne one was messy. Messy.
Because I feel like, do you think we're going to see Jack on, like, Perfect Match?
Maybe. Not the season already, because they are.
No, I know. No, I know. Not this season, but,
1,000%.
Future season.
100%.
I also feel like we'll see Carter on there.
Yeah. I definitely could see that happen. I definitely see Carter, Jacina. You know, I definitely feel like if Sydney and Xavier don't work out, one of those two, if not both of them, being definitely on there. I definitely see that happening. For sure. And this is a perfect segue here, obviously, when we talk about the clips, right? Another thing about the clips really lit a fire underneath me, especially again, Kaylee and Summit, whatever. Scarlett and Cole, almost whatever. Mikey, Sydney, you expect the Mikey was like, oh, I'm just so confused by what I've seen of you. I've just been out here being a good boy. Even though day one, he's like, I'm gonna get my roots in here.
He's like, yeah, he's like, I could see you, I could really see myself falling for you. Like, right. Mikey. Stop putting up this, like, good guy persona. It's not.
Explain that a little bit, because I feel like you're onto something, and I felt the same way, but you just triggered
because
that.
Because he wants to, like, even me, because now I'm like, you know me. I'm going to look at their social medias. I want to see what they're talking about. And he's like, oh, episode this and this. It's I hate Mikey, and now they see how I am, and I'm a lover boy, and I want to be loved, and I don't know. I just think it's all like a game. I think that none of the ladies in that house was genuinely attracted to Mikey. I don't think they actually like, and I know the women are put in this show to like, you know, do what they need to do, but I just feel like they all kind of friend zoned him.
And see, that's probably the best breakdown I've heard of this in my head throughout this entire time. I thought you hit the nail on the coffin there, because when you break it down, like, there were some girls all over some of these dudes. And obviously we had, you know, Dumb and Dumber down in there at the bottom. What is it? Cole and Summit that were just kind of rebuking some of that stuff. But Jack was ready to get it on. You know what I mean? I agree with that. Damn, I never thought about it that
and
way.
Then, like,
that
Mikey got like five of the bracelets. Remember in the first episode?
And it just became weird.
And it just, I think they like saw his personality. Like, it's one thing giving him a bracelet, someone just sitting there. Okay, he's cute. I'm going to give him the bracelet. That's who I'm attracted to. But once you get to know someone, it's probably like, he's kind of corny.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, agreed. And I think that, I mean, fuck, that's a good perception of this. Because again, it's like, I've been trying to navigate what this whole situation's been like. And you even brought up saying like, he's trying to be this good guy, like, and he's trying to portray himself now that he's like, he feels like he can play the victim card. Look what she's doing to me. Look what she's doing to me. We had this relationship. We talked about boundaries before we came on the show. Exactly. And again, forgetting the fact that he said, I think I can see myself falling for you 30 seconds into the show. Like,
yeah, but now all these women, all these five women that gave you the bracelets, they're all your therapist.
Right. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that, Debbie. I'm like, these girls, I'm coming on the show to get some action and maybe find a little, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not here to like, I'm not a therapist. That's what Mark's on the show for.
Love Mark so much.
He's so good.
I don't know. I just feel like Mikey is putting on this, okay, now that he sees none of the women want him, okay, let me cry and let me be in my feelings and act like I'm going to be heartbroken if Sydney doesn't leave with me.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you 100% on all of that. And my next question to you comes to the form of, we saw the rating of each other villa. And I'm trying to remember, I can't think of the time that I've watched the show that I've ever seen this happen. I might be wrong. And if I'm wrong, let me know in the comments. But I have a question for you that I need to know a genuine answer to. There's a boundary that is broken within this moment where we see everybody kind of go. And then, you know, the guys are petty as hell. Now, don't get me wrong. The girls were petty, too. They left out things and obviously did it on purpose. You know what I mean? You leave these little pictures out like Carter left those. Keep on getting Carter and Cheyenne mixed up, but Cheyenne left the pictures out or whatever, blah blah blah, and then everybody's kind of like leaving photos out of everybody. But my big question to you is this: we know that the relationship between Cole and Scarlett has been something of which that it almost felt like they went on the show for I don't know what, and there hasn't really been a lot of boundaries crossed, maybe some conversational pieces here, but there's one moment where Cole not only goes into her room but like goes through her stuff, and then all he goes through her stuff, he goes through her journal. Okay. And Scarlett says in a moment she's pissed because they have a personal rule that you don't go through the journal. Is this something that you yourself would have been able to come back from?
No. Meaning, like, if I was in her position?
Correct.
No, because I'm not like, don't go through my shit. Like, and we already have that rule. So don't use being on the show as an excuse. I'm pretty sure producers had something to do with it as well. Like, you know, oh, she left her whatever over there. Do you want to go through it? Like, but you have, I don't think it was a good idea for him to do that.
I almost feel like Scarlett would have been less upset if you would have made out with a girl.
Because she was writing in it while she was there. Right. Like, that's her thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do that. I just don't think, like, there's a line you just don't cross. And that was a line. He shouldn't have crossed that. Even though he was, well, obviously the only reason why he even confessed.
Was because it's on camera. It's on camera.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's what made me mad. It's like, you cross a boundary. That to me is a boundary.
Do you feel like you've done that before?
Maybe. Probably. For sure. And again, it's a boundary you don't cross. It's and again, if it's, especially if it's highlighted, you know what I mean? Again, I feel like she would have been less mad if he just would have made out with somebody. Because again, if you draw the line of like, this is my personal journal, this is my thing of like how I sort my feelings. I'm a writer. I do the same thing. There's a lot of things you write out and you have those conversations with. But it's like when you break that boundary, there's no coming back from that, in my opinion. I just felt like that was the biggest deal breaker of anything.
It's low key like going through anything. Going through a cell phone.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's the biggest deal breaker that I think I have saw on the entire show. I don't care. That supersedes to me a respect level of like Jack sleeping with everybody. With you know, crossing that line, this is worse. That to me is like, and it's something that shocks me that we actually overcome and go with when we go to these final bonfires. I don't know. I was actually shocked by this entire thing. That to me was something that I don't think in my head you can come back from ever.
No,
there's a trust level broken there that I don't see. Final bonfire. Let's talk about the final bonfire. I do love that. You know, Cheyenne and Jack, you know, to me, I mean, it's what's, you know, actually the final bonfire. Obviously, let's talk about final bonfire.
Why did you think that? Did you think they were going to stay together?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay.
No, Jack spoke first, and he said not getting a video hurt his feelings, which I mean, come on, Jack. Like, I don't know what you expected. Cheyenne really read his ass. Like, you didn't think of me this whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like, do you think that Jack would have stayed with her if she wanted to stay with him?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's it was sounding like that.
Yes. And she had another line. Thank you for showing me who you are, and you can never be the man I deserve. I was like, damn. But I will say this. This is what makes Mark the best host. He sits there and looks at him and says, I want you to reflect on the last 5 years and talk to me about how you helped each other. And I thought it was such a beautiful moment because, again, you have two individuals. They're hurt. They've been together 5 years. They're knowing in the back of their head that this is like the end of their relationship. Like, they had been together for 5 years. But it's like, when you're with somebody for that long, you still learn. You still brew. You have outgrown each other. But there's an element of like, hey, let's reflect on the good of a relationship before we send separate ways. And I thought that was such a powerful moment for me.
Yeah, I could definitely. Mark is always good. Like, he's literally the best host for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. He doesn't take sides also.
Nope, sure doesn't.
And I feel like these shows need that. Ooh, he would be good on Love is Blind too.
Man, that's my thing. Like, that's right? One big thing. Yeah, that's
I know,
one
like, we're always trying to get rid of Nick and Justin. Nick and Jessica, Jesus.
I don't even think it's about getting rid of them. I don't think it's about, like, I feel like Married at First Sight gets it right in certain elements of, like, having therapists come in and have those conversations. I feel like those conversations could go a long way in watching the couples grow as people instead of some of the bullshit that we get. So,
yeah.
Just have Mark come in and be, like, a therapist, like, mid-season and just, like, sit exactly. down with the couples. You know, what are the good things? What are the bad things? What makes you tick? Also, can we talk about Sydney looked fine at the bonfire.
Gorgeous.
She's like, I'm gonna come here.
Yeah, she came in like, I'm gonna show him what he's gonna be missing.
Yeah. Can we talk? It was funny to me. Now there's an element, there's something that Mikey said that I was like kind of heartbroken that he said. He said, I had to watch you for 3 full weeks fall in love with someone else. I was like, damn. I felt that pain.
He had a lot of one-liners, I will say. Mikey was definitely in his feelings.
Well, yeah, he's losing the best thing that's ever going
to
fuck.
She's gone. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I hate to laugh about this, but this is prime example is you don't know what you have until it's gone. Yep. Like, you literally don't know what you have until it's gone.
She said, and there's a lot of infamous one-liners here. She said her goal was to walk in here with you and walk out with you, right? To walk in with you and walk out with you. But she says, you never put me first. I realized I was making myself smaller so you could shine. And I was like, damn.
She probably was.
Damn.
I also, you know, I told you I did my little... went on Beyonce's internet and I'm checking their social medias. Mikey's in a fraternity. You know how that gets to. You're in a fraternity. You think you're the big man on campus. So Mikey definitely, like, she probably definitely dimmed her light for him.
Yeah, he said college Mikey is gone, which I thought was
okay.
The funniest
I thought that was funny
seen.
Too.
And she said, I can't keep taking your pain as mine. I was like, damn. Mark did say that he saw Mikey grow into a man, and I thought that was a nice statement for him to say because I ain't seen it. But
Mark just trying to be nice.
He is. I do think it was hilarious where they go to make the decisions, and Mikey's like, "I gotta go home alone." Well, no shit. Where else were you going home with? Who were you going home with?
One of the girls,
Mark?
Maybe.
Mark.
I'm curious to know if he's still friends with them.
Probably. They probably bumped his ass.
For real. All that damn crying.
Obviously, Xavier Sydney, she decides to leave with him. I need status updates. We'll probably get that next week.
I need status updates, but like, love my girl Sydney down, But in love?
Mm.
You're in
Mm.
love?
Mm.
I you know, I don't like that. You know I hate that. They throw the word around like confetti. I can't stand it. Like, you love him after how many weeks? No, I think you're just not used to being treated the way a woman needs should be treated.
That part. Who else we got to talk about? Cole and Scarlett. Were you shocked by this? She said, "I
No.
decided to leave with her." She said after she wants to leave alone. I was kind of so she. I think
You were
did you,
surprised by that? I was
but
not surprised.
did you read that as she came to the bonfire ready to leave with him, and then after he talked the way that he talked, that she decided like, you know, it's
Oh.
better for me to leave alone.
I didn't
I
think
think I
about
got
it.
that vibe.
I didn't think about it that way. I just feel like she wasn't. I don't know. I don't think she's ready for anything serious. And I feel like he's trying to like settle down.
He said it just yeah, I don't know. You know, and I really do feel like the deal breaker was probably him going through a shit. I think that was part of the thing.
Oh, for sure.
And there was like a lack of accountability in anything that he did in his past. I think that's really why they couldn't you know, I don't think she'd get past that. His lack of accountability and just the way that he was. I don't know. I just didn't like him. I'm sorry. Like I try not to base my judgment off, and I'm basing my
Wait, you
judgment off of
didn't
what I
like him?
saw. Cole?
No, but didn't. No, that's not him. That's the other one, Summit. I don't know. I feel like we'll end up seeing her in Perfect Match too.
Possibly. Also, let's see here. Kaylee and Summit. Kaylee's so fine, bro. God, please,
She's
bro.
gorgeous. Is this
Golly.
the last couple?
Yeah, golly.
So, do
What
you
is
like
she
them
doing with that
together?
guy? Fuck no. What is she doing with this guy?
Also, didn't tell me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it like he had a problem with like her weight and stuff?
Yeah. And why'd he
Like,
call his mama?
I don't know why he called. That sounds like some shit Mikey would have did. I'm surprised he didn't call his mama.
He didn't have anything to save, so.
True. Do you
Man,
think
she could
that
do
this is
so much
gonna
better.
last?
I'm sorry. Fuck no. She's so fine, bro. What are you doing, man? God, it
She
makes me
is. I
so
love her.
mad.
I
And it's crazy
really
because this picture doesn't even do her justice either.
No, but he looks like
Golly.
that picture. You know who he looks like? And I hate to say this.
Who?
That damn clown. What's that clown's name?
What's cloud? It? Are you talking about Pennywise? That's actually fucking hilarious.
He looks like Pennywise to me. Like, and I know Pennywise has like makeup on, but like that's Pennywise with no makeup on. I'm gonna have to do a side by side of the actor and him.
I'm not gonna be able to think about anything else for the rest of the podcast now. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, I guess we, well, shit, that left, we only have one couple leave to go. Oh yeah, he gave her the key to the house or
And
whatever.
again,
That
a
was cool.
dog. Let's
That's
see
all
how
a girl
long.
could ever want. That's like all
Let's
a girl
see
could
how
ever want is
long.
a dog and a fucking key to the house. It's all a girl. Shut up, man.
Do you think that they'll obviously there's no reunion or anything, but do you think that they're still together today?
Fuck no, God. I'll tell
No?
you what, I could see Cole and Scarlett back together. Because we live together. What are we gonna do? And then she went back and he's like, oh, I promise I'm gonna be the
It
man
could
with this
be
man.
like, why don't they give us updates?
They will. They will just it'll probably happen this it'll happen I
What?
this is
In
it'll
like
happen like this week.
podcast
Yeah.
updates or
No,
whatever?
they'll probably just give us a where are they now type of thing.
Got you. Yeah, we went
They gotta wait
home
for
and
all
we
the
decided
spoilers to come
to
through
work
and
things out again, give it another shot. I could see that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I think happened. So, yeah.
All right,
I don't
we'll
know.
see.
I hope hopefully they're not together. I don't know. Thoughts on the season? I enjoyed the season. I do think that at the same time, it's kind of forgettable. Like, this cast was... I think that there's...
I hate to say it, but, like... So, think about it. I didn't watch season one on Netflix, but I watched this show when it was on whatever, USA or whatever it was on before. Mm-hmm. I could do without. I mean, it was okay, the season.
I need longer relationships. I need the split of the episodes. I fucking hate watching all nine episodes.
But I will say, all the girls were gorgeous. The girls in the couples and the girls that were the singles that came onto the show, they were gorgeous. The guys are good looking too, but I don't know. We'll see for next season. But you know, I'm always gonna watch it. It's a good watch.
You said all the guys are good looking. Are you just trying to be nice?
No, I didn't mean the couple.
Are you trying to be nice?
No, I didn't mean the couples guys. I meant the guys, the singles.
Oh.
They were good looking.
Oh, okay.
They were good looking. Not the men that actually came on, you know, in the couples.
Yeah. No, for sure. Okay. You scared me for a minute.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Also, Kaylee, like, please, hopefully we get an update where she ran. Yeah.
Probably.
Also, man, Cheyenne looked bad as hell too in that finale too. Golly.
They need, and I feel like if Sydney and Xavier are still together, they should come on the podcast. I think Xavier is a catch, honey.
Oh, he's a good looking dude too, boy. God damn, that's a good looking guy. That
is a good looking guy right there.
Man, I'd be fucking scared if I was Mikey too, because man, you ain't even on the same playing field, bro.
Mikey didn't like him from the time he saw him.
Dude, I mean, do you blame him? The motherfucker, look at the guy. Do you blame the guy? Nope. I don't fucking blame him, because golly, he's like, what's up, bro? That's mine now. And he's like, yep, probably is. You know what I mean? Like,
fuck. That's crazy.
But yeah, that is it for this week's episode of the Love and Reality Podcast. If this is on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and all those things. Obviously, this is releasing a little bit earlier than they do on podcast platforms. If you're on podcast platforms, we are watching Million Dollar Secret right now. You know, make sure to check out the recaps of that. And then on top of that, we're watching a brand new show, Funny AF with Kevin Hart, which is a reality TV show, finding some stand-up comedians. That's a lot of fun too. But yeah, so thank you guys so much for tuning in. There's a lot more shows coming on, and there's a lot more time that we don't have to watch them, but we're going to figure out ways to do it anyway. We appreciate your support, and we'll be back next week.
When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
Discover what BetterHelp Online Therapy can do for you. Visit BetterHelp.com today.